Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 48 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In South Florida, Peter Navarro, one-time advisor to former President Trump, reported to federal prison today. Navarro was convicted of contempt for defying a January 6th committee subpoena. The Supreme Court also denied his request for a stay pending an appeal. In a separate case, a decision related to the January 6th attack, the High Court also upheld the disqualification of the first person barred from holding executive office in over a century. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
At a political rally in May 2020, Coy Griffin declared that
the only good Democrat is a dead Democrat.
But it was his participation in the Capitol riot 8 months later that lost him his title as an Otero County Commissioner in New Mexico. He was the first person removed from office under the 14th Amendment since just after the Civil War. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Biden traveling to Las Vegas today. He'll deliver remarks on ways his administration will work to lower costs for Americans and later attend a campaign event. This is ABC News. As we head into the busy driving season, be prepared to pay more at the pump.
Around this time of the year, gas prices typically go up because spring break brings demand for gas, whether in vehicle or in airplane form. Also, more expensive summer blends of gas are now in play. But this year, drone attacks on Russian oil refineries have caused uncertainty in the market. In the past week, the Energy Department reports the average price of regular unleaded has gone up 8 cents to $3.45 a gallon. That's 3 cents above the price a year ago at this time. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New rules for AI on YouTube. Creators must now indicate whether uploaded, realistic-looking videos depict altered media. The goal is to flag items that could easily be mistaken for a real person, place, or event. Spring officially arrives tonight, but 11 states from Texas to North Carolina are still under freeze warnings, where temperatures have dipped into the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies, breezy and much warmer with a high of 52. West winds becoming northwesterly, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and turning colder with a low of 18 and northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and brisk with a high of 34 and northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 5 to 11 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 30, it's up to 48 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A person was found dead at Devil's Lake State Park Monday afternoon. The Sauk County coroner said the body of an adult man was found around 2. WMTV in Madison reports that a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources warden on scene said the deceased is a registered camper who is believed to have taken their own life, while WKOW-TV in Madison reports that James Yablonsky's father confirmed to them that the person found was not his son. The 13-year-old Yablonsky, who was last known to be in the area of the park, has been missing since June of last year. The DNR says the park remains open as they investigate the death. Community health centers are getting a $4.4 billion boost in funding as part of the latest deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. Roughly one in every 11 Americans gets their care from community health centers.
They provide primary care, behavioral health, dental, just an array of services, often in newer communities to reach underserved patients across the nation, especially in rural areas.
That's Joe Dunn with the National Association of Community Health Centers. Two hospitals and several clinics in and around Eau Claire are set to close Friday. Governor Evers was in Eau Claire yesterday to urge Republican lawmakers to release $15 million for health care in the region.
Republicans are continuing to obstruct the release of $15 million in crisis resources. I don't know what could be more of a crisis, frankly, if they're waiting for something else. They've got one right now.
Evers and Republicans disagree whether the money should just go to emergency rooms or pay for services. It's up to the Joint Finance Committee to release the money. People on Badger Care Plus can get birth control pills without a prescription for the first time starting today. The contraceptives are available at Medicaid-enrolled pharmacies. Badger Care Plus has long covered over-the-counter daily oral contraception with a prescription. The new order from Governor Evers makes Opal available without a prescription and with no out-of-pocket costs. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrutinizing work-from-home policies at state government agencies. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee is holding a hearing today. An audit in December shows about one in every four state workers is allowed to work from home 2 to 5 days a week. There's talk of possibly selling offices that aren't being used. A lot of rural communities around Wisconsin don't have tornado sirens. Local leaders in those areas are urging people to get a NOAA weather radio, download weather apps, and sign up for mass phone notifications. Tornado season normally starts in the spring, but Wisconsin did get some tornadoes in February. A divided Wisconsin Supreme Court has asked for arguments related to a question over what legislative boundaries should be in place for a potential recall election organized by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The recall targets the state's top Republican Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, because of his refusal to impeach the state's top elections official or proceed with attempting to decertify President Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Wisconsin. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide which map should be used for purposes of any recall or special election held before November. The court today asked for arguments within 2 days. Early voting will begin in Wisconsin for a host of local races to propose constitutional amendments that could alter how future elections are run and the now anticlimactic presidential primary. Voters are able to submit absentee ballots in person across the state starting today, but hours and locations vary. Both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have already won enough states to secure the necessary delegates to be their party's presumptive nominees. But Wisconsin voters will decide on a constitutional amendment that would ban the use of private money for running elections. There are also dozens of local races for mayor, school board seats, and other offices. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein says she's not a spoiler. She aims to get at least 5% of the Wisconsin vote in November, presumably from left-of-center voters.
There's a substantial portion within the Democrats who are looking for something else, but an even bigger demographic are those who refuse to even show up for the Democratic primary.
She says Democrats have abandoned their base and she wants to give left-of-center voters a choice in November.
No, actually, we are giving people an opportunity to vote who otherwise wouldn't be coming out to vote.
And who may have otherwise voted Democrat.
Well, or who wouldn't vote at all.
Jill Stein appeared on WISN-TV's Up Front Sunday. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% from January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates a shortage of more than 123,000 rental homes. Two Wisconsin eighth graders are the winners of the 75th annual Badger State Spelling Bee. 50 students from all over Wisconsin competed Saturday. Aiden Wijayakuloziria from Madison and Nethra Mathu Pandey Araya of Franklin will represent Wisconsin at the Scripps National Spelling Bee at the end of May in suburban Washington, D.C. A potential federal ban on the social media app TikTok could have farther-ranging consequences than just removing the app from the U.S. UW-Madison cybersecurity strategist Dave Schrader says other companies harvest the same sort of data that TikTok does. He says the bill could set up a national discussion on data privacy, even with U.S. corporations. Proponents of the ban say that data is being sent to Chinese government officials and that those same officials are using the app to push propaganda to its users in the U.S. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds ATV-UTV riders to make safety their number one priority this spring. A lack of snow melt and early spring weather means drier trails and more opportunities for riders to get out on private and public land across Wisconsin. Regardless of weather and trail conditions, safety must remain a priority for rec vehicle riders. In 2023, there were 282 ATV-UTV reported crashes, 32 fatal incidents, and 99 passengers were injured. 95% of fatality victims were not wearing a helmet. There have also already been 5 fatal crashes in the state so far this year. Crashes can happen to anyone. Always follow basic off-road vehicle safety to mitigate the risk of a crash or fatal incident. This includes staying sober, wearing a helmet, using a UTV seatbelt, and taking an ATV safety course. Wisconsin law requires ATV and UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, who are at least 12 years old for an ATV and at least 16 years old for UTV, must complete an ATV safety certification course to operate in Wisconsin. These safety courses can be taken online or in person. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR Safety Education webpage. Wisconsin law also requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident to law enforcement officials without delay. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. Further information has been released by the Monroe County Sheriff's Department related to the UTV crash that occurred early Sunday morning that left a local woman dead and a man injured. Danielle Fields, 23, of Sparta, died due to the injury she sustained after the UTV she was a passenger on crashed. The initial investigation showed that Keegan Saver, 24, of Sparta, was driving the UTV when it crashed. He, too, was injured and transported to an area hospital. He was released from the hospital yesterday and taken to the Monroe County Jail, where he was booked on charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. Investigators in Manitowoc County say they've got their first trace of a missing toddler from Two Rivers. Two Rivers police say a blanket belonging to 3-year-old Elijah Vu was found early in the search of the child. Police confirmed Monday that the blanket was found more than 3 miles away from where Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. No further information was released. The search for Elijah continues, and his mother and her boyfriend are facing child neglect charges in connection with his disappearance. It's 49 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. UW Extension will hold a farm succession workshop. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom
custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedarcrest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10 count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64 ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup. Healthy Request, Pub Style and Classic, $1.99 each. Classico Pasta Sauce, Italian Sausage and Peppers and Onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean Morning Combos and Hormel Breakfast Combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean Sage Flavored Pork Sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
It's a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. Thinking about farm succession? Joy Kirkpatrick is a UW-Madison Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist.
I think there are a couple of components to farm succession. You could have the whole conversation about, so I think about it's the transitioning of the actual assets. So it's transitioning of cattle, machinery, feed inventories, and then, of course, the land. That's the thing that people, that's the biggest value asset, right? So people talk about the land transition a lot. So there's plans that you need to put in place to get those moved to the people that you want to have own them when you don't want to own them anymore. And so you can do that. And then there's also the piece of transferring that management, that decision-making, who's going to be a big part of the farm and who's going to take over those big decisions that need to be made.
It's common for farmers to push farm succession planning to the back of their minds. It isn't something that farms do every year, so finding the time and knowing where to start can be hurdles that seem too high to cross. If you've been thinking about farm succession and want to learn more about the steps and the basic vocabulary of succession and estate planning, UW-Madison Division of Extension has a 3-hour farm succession planning program to help you learn more.
When you think about putting those two things together, that's what I call about like a farm succession. There are going to be farms that maybe they don't have someone that's going to take over, or maybe it's going to turn into something that's more of a part-time farming role. They still need to have those conversations about what people want to have happen when they don't want to own or manage those assets anymore. So whether it's a big business that's going to turn over and you're going to have new management that's going to continue for a whole nother generation, or if it's making sure that the assets go to where you want them to. I think those are different components of succession planning, and sometimes people maybe just an estate plan is what they need because they're not going to worry about or don't need to worry about the farm management component, or maybe it's all of those things or a little bit of all of those things. So it can be pretty broad.
Joy Kirkpatrick and Kelly Wilford, both Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialists, will provide a framework to help farms identify risk and begin those first conversations around succession planning.
And I think this particular workshop kind of touches on a little bit of all of those things. So I think when you're thinking about, if you don't have any sort of plans in place, the state does have a plan for you. And you might not like that particular plan. Maybe it's not going to go to the ones that you really want to be able to continue farming. So that's what Kelly will talk a little bit about, of like what happens if you don't have a plan. And then my piece is a bit more about like how do you start having those conversations and how can you pull together your materials and information so that you're better prepared.
4 farm succession workshops will be held late this month and in early April. The first will be this Thursday morning from 9 to noon in Dodgeville at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center. The workshop is free, however, registrations would be appreciated.
Probably probably the easiest way for people to register is if they would call the Iowa County Extension Office, and that phone number is 608-930-9850. We're pretty sure that we will be able to accommodate walk-ins, but it would be great if we knew that you were coming so that we would have enough of the handout materials and that sort of thing. So if they would like to call and make that reservation for Thursday for the program that starts at 9 o'clock, that's what we would encourage them to do. But we will try to accommodate walk-ins as well.
To register online, go to bit.ly/SuccessionSpring2024. For more information, contact Joy Kirkpatrick at 608-263-3485. There is a Muscadet Community Blood Drive being held today until 5:30 at St. John's Catholic Church Gym. For an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Appointments are strongly encouraged and appreciated. Walk-ins will be taken when possible. The Three Eagles Foundation will hold an observance of the solstice and equinox events at the ancient effigy mounds at Frank's Hill near Muscadet tomorrow. You are welcome to observe the sunrise and sunset, marking the official changing of the seasons. The east-west alignment of the mounds coincides sunrise and sunset at the spring equinox. Spring begins at 10:06 tonight, meaning the first sunrise and sunset of spring will be tomorrow. Participants should arrive by 6:30 tomorrow morning for the sunrise or 6:30 tomorrow night or earlier to observe the sunset. A campfire will follow sunset for discussion of the mounds and sharing of stories if burning conditions will allow. Bring a chair or blanket and your own beverage or snack. Frank's Hill is located 2 miles west of Muscadet, near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. Park well off the road on the shoulder and enter by the gate. A short hike to the top of the hill is required, which follows the former access road and is considered an easy to moderate walk of about 5 minutes from the gate. Join the Women Veterans Town Hall and lunch sponsored by the American Legion Auxiliary. Meet with the new gynecologist and learn services offered and about Thrive. There will also be a time for questions and answers. Lunch and learn about what is important to you. The event will be held Wednesday, March 27th from noon to 1 in Building 455 at the Toma VA Medical Center. RSVP by tomorrow, Wednesday, March 20th, with Sarah Rezin by email at sarah.rezin@va.gov or phone 1-800-872-8662, extension 66375. The event is open to all veterans. The Southwest Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will be holding a dual hiring event Thursday from 2 to 4 with two ways to participate in the events. Simultaneously, job seekers can attend one or both of the events. An in-person hiring event at the Rock County Jobs Center in Janesville will be hosting 25 employers from Rock and surrounding counties. A virtual hiring event for Southwest Wisconsin counties, Grant, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, Richland, and Rock will be held through Premier Virtual Site. Individuals may update and print their resumes in the resource room prior to the event. DWD staff will be available in the resource room for assistance with questions for the in-person and virtual hiring events. For more information and a full list of registered employers, visit wisconsinjobcenter.org/events. Individuals having questions can email DETWDA11businessservices@dwd.wisconsin.gov. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Lori Thompson of Richland Center on ticket number 2. It's 49 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It is a steady 49 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, March 19th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88 of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dwayne Thomas is survived by his wife Pearl, 5 children, Carla and Harold Fry Miller, Daniel and Sue Thomas, Hollis Thomas, Carita and Gregory Phillips, and Colleen Thomas and Richard, 6 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Shirley Lewis and Sally Ross, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88 of rural Muscadet. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be Thursday at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Wentz is survived by 9 children, Renee and Oliver Popova of Tucson, Arizona, Tina Mickelson of Avoca, Roberta and Jay Ledman of Richland Center, Carmen and Greg Heaps of Partyville, Jackie and Eric Shipton of Las Vegas, Nevada, Melanie Wentz of Onalaska, Mindy and Corey Goyke of Prairie du Chien, Ben and Shelley Wentz of Holman, and Tony and Brandon Weigel of Onalaska. Nephew Darlo and Barb Wentz of Richland Center, 27 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien. Penny P. Kalish, 62 of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny Kalish is survived by 3 daughters, Nicole Kalish of Boscobel, Tara Kretschman of Boscobel, and Stephanie Kretschman and Ron Eggers of Muscadet. 9 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Terry and Brenda Kalish of Boscobel, and Steve and Linda Kalish of Rockbridge. A sister, Roberta and Dave Kirschbaum of McHenry, Illinois, special friend Cricket Faust of Muscadet, and Travis Jarrett, of Mount Zion, Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel, Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet, died March 11th while receiving hospice care at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A future celebration of life will be held at the Blue River Valley Church. Burial will follow at the Blue River Valley Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Roxanne Kovars is survived by her brother, Ron Kovars, sister, Patsy and Gary Rainham, and two nephews. Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Tunnel to Toe or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Mickelson is survived by two daughters, Luann and Rick Gallagher and Connie and John Noble, four grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Jeanette Luther, other relatives and friends. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting. 604-6396.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Derek and Gina Green. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're looking at some warmer air flowing in today. Temperatures will actually end up 5 or 6 degrees above normal, thanks to the warmer air flowing in out ahead of a low-pressure system currently on the northeast side of Lake Superior. All the precipitation with that system staying well toward northeast, some snow showers in parts of upper Michigan, lower Michigan, into southern Canada. The warm air will not last too long, though a shot of polar air will flow into the region late tonight and tomorrow, knocking temperatures down below normal, feeling like winter again, so be sure to bundle up for tomorrow. There likely will be some lake effect snow with that in far northern Wisconsin as well, a couple inches possible up toward Hurley. The entire region should get some accumulating snow Thursday night and Friday morning. As a wave of low pressure sweeps in from the Dakotas and Minnesota, there could be a streak of about 2 to 6 inches of accumulation. Right now, it looks like the northern half would probably have the greatest chance of the higher totals around here, but everybody probably will have some slippery roads to deal with. for your early morning commute on Friday. A bigger storm system could clobber the upper Midwest Sunday and Monday, so stay tuned for updates on that. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny, breezy, and milder as temperatures rise to the lower 50s. West wind becoming northwest 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning colder, low at 18 degrees. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and chilly tomorrow, high of 34. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. On Thursday, increasing clouds, low 15, high of 38. Snow likely by the late evening with 1 to 3 inches possible late Thursday night. Friday, snow tapering off by midday with another 1 to 3 inches possible. Low in the mid-20s with a high of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy and chilly, low 17, high of 34. Sunday, breezy with snow likely by midday. Moderate to heavy accumulations possible by night, and it may become a wintry mix in the southern part of the area, high of 38. Monday, breezy with wintry mix of rain likely, high 44. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 38, our low this morning was 30. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 50. The record high set on this date in 1976 is 75 degrees. The record low, 8 below, was set in 1923. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 14. Sunset tonight will be at 7:12, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:05. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometer is down slightly to 29.63, and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A cover crop planting explosion is predicted in the next 5 years. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The latest census of agriculture showed the U.S. had about 18 million acres in cover crops in 2022. Now, a new survey projects close to 30 million acres will be in covers 5 years from now. Janae Brady is with the American Seed Trade Association.
as USDA's work to get these grants up and running, ASTA led a survey to get a better understanding of exactly what that demand looks like. And largely the results are that over the course of the 5 years of these grants, we're expected to see over 10 million acres of increased cover crop acreage.
The grants Brady refers to involve incentives to farmers to implement climate-smart practices, including the planting of more cover crop acres in the years ahead. She says the seed industry will be involved in meeting that increased demand.
As you look at sustainability practices, then the big challenge that producers have in endeavoring sustainable practices and resiliency in the land is that seed is a really important part of that solution. And we're excited to be a part of that. We're excited to make sure that we're producing exactly what farmers need to be able to meet those needs and to help the environment in the long term.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. A market analyst says U.S. farmers across the Corn Belt are expected to stick to their crop rotations this spring, planting corn and soybeans. Don Rose with U.S. Commodities tells Brownfield,
it was a fall where you could apply some of your needed inputs before planting anhydrous and fertilizer. I think that leads to the fact that you're preparing to plant corn in the Midwest.
Near the Boot Hill of Missouri, farmer Brian Koenig says low corn prices might entice farmers to plant more rice, peanuts, and cotton.
Their pencils say cotton might be more profitable this year.
North Central South Dakota farmer Jeff Kipley says price and weather are the big decision makers for acreage in his state.
If the conditions are good to go, corn's going to go in just like normal.
U.S. planting intentions will be confirmed when USDA releases the prospective plantings report on Thursday, March 28th. A Northwest Illinois cow-calf producer says the mild winter was great for calving season. Lou Lamoureux farms with his family in Carroll County.
Usually you're fighting mud and snow and blizzard conditions in February and March. We had one little spell where it was 10 or 15 below with some wind for just a few days. Well, then it's kind of passed by and it's been really a very mild winter.
However, he says there are some concerns heading into planting.
It's been dry this spring. When you talk to some of the local plumbers that do some digging, they say it's dry down 4 or 5 feet. So we need to regenerate some moisture for our subsoil.
Lamoureux says they saw better than expected yields in 2023 and credits that success to timely rains. 2023 was another record year for E15 fuel sales in Minnesota. Brian Werner with the Minnesota Biofuels Association tells Brownfield data from the Department of Commerce shows the state sold more than 127 million gallons of E15 last year.
And it was another new record. And actually, the most interesting thing to me in the data was now we've doubled the amount of sales of E15 from 5 years ago.
Werner says sales of E85 also hit record levels last year at more than 16 million gallons. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids legislation that passed the House of Representatives last fall has become a campaign issue in a leading dairy production state. The bill, led by Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. But a Pennsylvania Senate race has the challenger criticizing the incumbent for supporting the current guidelines that keep whole milk out of school lunch and breakfast programs. Challenger Dave McCormick says incumbent Senator Bob Casey's position is a slap in the face to the state's 5,000 dairy farmers and fails to give children the nutrition they need. The U.S. Senate has not taken action on the whole milk bill. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Challenge.
It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Asking prices have started to surface at $188 plus live in the south while the north is quiet. Bids haven't been floated yet. Significant trade volume really isn't expected to develop before the latter half of the week. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.56 at $314.89. Select is 6 cents lower at $302.99. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves 400 to 500 pounds were $5 to $15 higher, with spots of $20 higher on steers 400 to 450 pounds. Steers 600 to 750 pounds are $5 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers 550 to 600 pounds are $5 to $10 higher. And heifers over 600 pounds sold with a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good to very good on a moderate to heavy supply. Quality was very good on calves and yearlings. Buyers were aggressive to pick up some cattle. Medium and large one feeder steers 550 to 596 pounds brought $305 to $327.75. Feeder steers 870 to 890 pounds brought $240 to $244.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 657 to 697 pounds, brought $245.50 to $261. Cash hogs are mixed at midday. Processors haven't been too aggressive in their procurement efforts so far this week. The industry continues to monitor both global and domestic demand. Solid showings provide some price support. The industry is also watching supplies of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and the ongoing inconsistency in pork cutout values. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are 94 cents higher with a weighted average of 79.86. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 76.60. The Western Corn Belt's 237 lower at midday with a weighted average of 76.60. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $62. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. And pork values are higher at midday, up 73 cents at $93.89. Ribs were sharply higher, butts and loins were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
For more than 50 years,
farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Corn is higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Nearby soybeans are down. Deferred months are up as traders adjust spreads. Brazil's harvest is past 60%, and their basis is moving lower, adding to their export advantage. Domestic crush demand solid, canceling out some of that bearish export impact. May beans are down 2.5 at 11.85 and a quarter. July's 1.75 lower at $12.50 a penny. May soybean meal is up 40 cents at 3.32.30. May soybean oil's down 22 points at 48.48. Corn is modestly higher today, supported by short covering and technical buying. Brazil's second crop is nearly planted with generally favorable weather aside from dry spots in the south. Export and corn for ethanol use demand continue to be solid. May corn's up 2.5 at 4.38.5. July's 2.5 higher at 4.51.25. And wheat is higher with support from the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, which could slow down Black Sea movement. Crop conditions in the U.S. plains over the past week were mixed. May Chicago's up 7.75 at 5.50.5. May Kansas City's 9.75 higher at 5.83.5. May Minneapolis is up 5.75 at 6.56.5. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are up ahead of widespread direct business and Fridays on feed numbers. Asking prices are 188 plus live. Box beef is mixed at midday. April live's down 37 at 188.20. June's 37 lower at 155.02. April feeders are up 22 at 255.35 and May's 2 higher at 259.15. And hogs are mostly lower on spread trade and overbought signals. April's down a dollar and a dime at 85.72. June leans 182 lower at 101.20. Brownfield.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Celebrating agriculture in our daily lives. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Today is National Ag Day. In fact, all this week is National Agriculture Week, an opportunity to recognize and celebrate the contributions of ag in our everyday lives. This year's event highlights the role agriculture plays in protecting the land, water, and air. Jenny Batting, National Ag Day Chair, says farmers have been leading the way when it comes to sustainability.
There's a growing world population that we need to, you know, be able to feed more people. Also, we aren't gaining additional farm ground, so folks are having to do more with less, and I think technology is one of those things that is going to help them achieve that.
Here are some other fast facts about agriculture that you may or may not know. The United States depends on farming. Farming and related industries employ 21.6 million people, which is about 11% of all U.S. employment. Pork is the most widely eaten meat in the world. The average dairy cow produces 7 gallons of milk a day, 2,100 pounds of milk a month, and more than 46,000 glasses of milk each year. And finally, today, the average U.S. farmer feeds 155 people. In 1960, that number was just 26. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF.
Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario and pretty amazing. It made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200